making it political. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Former President Donald Trump says the fraud case brought against him by three of his children and his company by New York Attorney General Letitia James is to advance her political career.
Her whole campaign was based on that. And then she came after us. We've been going over this for years.
Trump speaking to Fox's Hannity.
I actually thought that they would never bring a case, and she brought it. And the reason I thought, because she didn't have a case.
James says Trump overvalued assets to get banks to lend money to the Trump Organization on more favorable terms than would have otherwise be available to the company. A federal appeals court has allowed the Justice Department to resume its use of classified records seized from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home as part of its ongoing criminal investigation. The court has also noted that Trump had presented no evidence that he had declassified the records, as he has claimed. A strong rebuke for Russia from President Biden as he spoke before the U.N. Security Council.
President Biden spoke to dozens of world leaders at the U.N., saying Russia's invasion of Ukraine should make the world's blood run cold.
We will stand in solidarity with Ukraine. We will stand in solidarity against Russia's aggression. Period.
His remarks come just hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin announced plans to mobilize more troops in its conflict with Ukraine.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the General Assembly via video, asking for more help to fight Russia.
We need defense support, weapons, military equipment and shells, offensive weapons, and long-range one is enough to liberate our land.
Zelensky asked the world to punish Russia for its invasion, urging world leaders to strip Russia of its vote in international institutions and its UN Security Council veto. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The city of Milwaukee being sued by its police union over the guns used by officers.
The lawsuit filed by the Milwaukee Police Association claims service weapons have misfired three times in the past 2 years, injuring two officers.
We really do feel that it's the duty of the city to provide our officers with safe weapons.
Union President Andrew Wagner says there are hundreds of cases around the country involving unintentional discharges of the same weapon, a 9mm handgun made by Sig Sauer, and that the union notified the city in June of last year that the guns needed to be replaced.
All we want is to make sure that the community is safe and our members are safe.
The Milwaukee mayor's office tells Fox 6 the mayor has had talks with police officials. New Hampshire-based Sig Sauer has denied that its P320 model is defective. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The U.S. adding embassy staff in Havana, Cuba to resume visa processing.
The Biden administration says in early 2023 it will restart immigration visa processing at the U.S. embassy in Cuba for the first time since 2017. Cubans applying for visas will no longer have to travel to Georgetown, Guyana for interviews and will be able to do them at the embassy in Havana. The State Department says additional immigration caseworkers will be sent to help with applications for the Cuban Family Reunification Parole Program, which allows U.S. citizens and lawful permanent residents to apply to have family members in Cuba come to America more quickly. The move, part of the administration's effort to discourage illegal immigration amid a surge of Cuban migrants at the U.S. southern border. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Lottery officials say two people who wish to remain anonymous have claimed more than 1.3 billion Mega Millions jackpot after a single ticket was sold in a Chicago suburb for a late July drawing, opting to take a lump sum payment of $780.5 million. The lottery says it can't share any information about the winners, except to say they must be over the moon with their win. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.